Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former fourth-round pick of the Baltimore Ravens back in 1999. He had a great career in the NFL from 99 to 2013. Played for all only teams that have won the Super Bowl in the last two decades. And he won two Super Bowl championships himself. Brandon Stokely is with us now. He's from The Fan in Denver. Brandon, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Brandon, first of all, I'm always curious. You know, my partner is normally here is a guy who played in the NFL, not nearly as long as you, but he played in the NFL, and you know, he made the transition into radio. How's that been for you? Are you enjoying your transition? I know it's been some time now, but how have you enjoyed the transition from playing football to talking about football and other things?
It's been great. You know, like for me, I'm not really good at anything else in life in general. My golf game's not very good. I was pretty good at football. That's about the only thing that I know and that I'm good at. So to be able to transition into radio, it's been natural. You know, we talk mainly Denver Broncos and NFL. So for me, it's exciting. And something that I wanted new challenges in life after football was done and took a couple years off. And it was something different that I had to work at and compete at and try to get better and improve, just like I did in football. So it's been great. I've enjoyed it, and it's not the same level as competition as in football, but it is. You know, you want to go out there and you want to be better than the other stations, and you want to be good at your job. So it's been fun.
You know, I'm curious. Because obviously football's king, as you mentioned, and football's king here in Cleveland as well. But what's number two? Is it the Rockies? Is it the Nuggets? Is it the Avalanche? What's the number two sport there?
Number two sport's been the Rockies.
Yeah.
They've been pretty successful here the last few years, and so it's been the Rockies. The Nuggets are having a good year this year, also.
Yeah.
So you know they're creeping up, and then the Habs are hot. It's fun to talk about them a little bit, also. So. But Broncos are king here, and we spend most of our time talking Denver Broncos.
We're talking with former NFL wide receiver Brandon Stokely. Brandon, let's get into the Broncos, because the Broncos, you know, had been playing a lot better, had a bunch of really good wins, beat the Chargers, beat the Steelers, and obviously they hit a speed bump last week. You know, I'm curious, you know, obviously they'd already traded Demaryius Thomas, but Emmanuel Sanders goes down. He doesn't play this past week. How big a factor was it, or is it just a coincidence that happened and maybe they would do for a bad game anyway?
No, huge blow.
Yeah.
And when you look at the depth behind Emmanuel Sanders, it's all rookies and inexperienced guys. So to lose a guy of his caliber with his experience coming down the stretch after, like you said, you're playing the best football of the year. And, I mean, they weren't really good offensively to begin with. And to have that happen during the middle of the week, to lose him for the year, it's evident watching them play this past Sunday that it's a big factor of why they lost that game and why their offense looked the way that it looked. So offensively, they haven't been very good this year. And if you lose your first or second best playmaker, it's tough.
You know, part of the Broncos have been looking for a quarterback since Peyton Manning retired, obviously, after playing a few years there. A guy you know very well, and we'll get into in a little bit. But, you know, Case Keenum had a nice year with Minnesota. Hasn't been, at least statistically, as good a year with Denver this year. But I'm not watching the Broncos every week like you are.
Right.
How would you say he's played this season?
Underwhelming, I think, is a good word for it. He's early in the season, he was turning the football over too much. He has stopped turning the football over here the last 4 or 5 weeks. But they're not making explosive plays. They're not throwing the football down the football field. And then in 2018, it set up for offense, for throwing, for passing. And the Broncos haven't taken advantage of that. They're not good enough to go 10, 12 play drives without, you know, having a turnover or screwing something up. So he's not being aggressive enough, and I think they want to see him be more aggressive with the football But he hasn't been turning the football over, which has been a good thing. And to you know, to his defense, like you said, traded Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders is out. You've lost your top two tight ends, Jake Butt and Jeff Hireman.
Yeah.
Your center's gone, and both your two starting guards are on the IR. So they've had some injuries, like most teams have had. But I think they were expecting more. I know I was expecting a little bit more from Case Keenum this year.
You know, one thing he has had is the running game, but it's come more from a guy who people didn't expect. I mean, Royce Freeman was the big talk of training camp, and he's been, you know, okay, especially early in the year. But obviously, Phillip Lindsay has been sensational, one of the best rookies out there. Give us some thoughts on his season and why you think he's been so successful.
It, unbelievable. He's quick. He's elusive. He hits the hole. He's a shorter guy, so it's harder for, I think, for defenders to see him. And when they see him, he's gone. So he's been a huge, huge bonus for the Denver Broncos. He's been great. You know, without him, I don't know where this offense would be. But they find themselves in a situation now where teams are loading the box, putting 8-9 men in the box, and playing bump and run coverage with these young receivers, and without the experience and without, you know, a guy like DT and Emmanuel Sanders and those guys' playmaking ability, it's hard for these young receivers to create separation. And that's what the 49ers did last week. Made it hard on these young receivers, and they took away the running game, and the offense was non-existent. It was bad football. So, but Phillip Lindsay, man, he's been awesome. A local kid, went to high school here, went to CU college right up the road, and now playing for the Denver Broncos. So it's a great story locally. It's an awesome story, and nationally now people are seeing, you know, his impact and what he's done as an undrafted guy. You know, you're hoping to get somebody like that, and the Broncos sure have been fortunate to have him.
We're talking with longtime NFL wide receiver Brandon Stokley now from The Fan in Denver. Brandon, you know, speaking of quarterback, you know, we mentioned that it's been a while now since Manning, and that was just a short-term situation anyway. Is it absolutely imperative in your mind that they draft a quarterback early this year?
Yes. Yeah. They got to draft a quarterback. You know, I'm not saying first round, but you need to draft one in the first couple rounds, one that you pinpoint whether you have to move up to get them in the first round. You got to try to find your quarterback, and you missed on Paxton Lynch. That's very evident. And it's hard to get these guys in free agency, these top-tier guys.
Yep.
You have to draft them. And it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. And the Broncos are kind of, you know, figuring out what all these other teams have been going through for a long time, looking for quarterbacks, right? Cleveland, I mean, Buffalo, you know, you got teams that look for quarterbacks for a long time because it's not easy to find one. And certainly they're kind of in that area right now. But drafting a guy is probably the best way to try to find one.
No doubt about it. We're talking with Brandon Stokley. Brandon, obviously, you mentioned the Browns there. You know, you played in this division with the Ravens for a number of years. So, and you were with the Ravens when they first went to Baltimore, of course. And you know what it's been like here in Cleveland. The Browns have had nothing at quarterback since Bernie Kosar. That's a long time. And finally, they have gotten their guy. Baker Mayfield's been great. I don't know how much you've seen of him, but what you have, what are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield and the job he's done here in Cleveland?
Well, I saw him at the Senior Bowl. We went down there and got a good view of him there, very accurate quarterback, and really, really did like what I saw there. And obviously this year he's been great to step on the field with all the expectations and everything else surrounding him, especially in Cleveland, and to do what he's been doing. I think just his future's bright. He's a playmaker, very accurate with the football. You can tell the guys love playing for him and with him. And look, he's just fun to watch. You know, I got a chance to watch some of the game last week against Carolina, and I mean, accurate with the football. He's elusive, and he's just getting better and better. So I think Cleveland's got their guy, and they got some good pieces around him also.
Yeah, certainly. Nick Chubb is an excellent running back. We've got Jarvis Landry, Antonio Callaway, no doubt about it. You know, Brandon, obviously, you talked about it before. I mean, the league, outside of a few games here and there that we've seen recently with the Bears defense, for the most part, it's all about the offense. We're seeing some of these offenses, the Rams, the Saints, the Chiefs, putting up just mind-boggling numbers. I know it's not that long since you played, but would you love to be playing right now in some of these offenses?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. Look, I mean, these defenders can't touch wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know, when are they defenseless? When are they not defenseless? you know, if you catch a ball, I mean, you got to like land and take four steps before they can touch you. I mean, it's set up for offenses, and yeah, I would love to play and be able to catch a ball over the middle and not get hit.
You know, obviously, you played with some great quarterbacks. You played with both Manning brothers, but you played with Peyton longer, and you know, Peyton's one of the top, I don't know, three, four quarterbacks, maybe the best quarterback in the history of football. Is there a trait about great quarterbacks that they all share? Is there something that makes them special, or is it different with each guy, you think?
No, they love to compete. Yeah. You know, I think that's what drives them, is they just love to compete, you know, at everything. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're playing golf, you're playing, you know, PlayStation. You just love to compete, and you hate to lose. It drives you crazy. And I think if you have that type of individual, then you got to start. And obviously, you got to love to grind. You got to put the work in. You got to have a work ethic. You got to be a leader, all those things. But, man, I just need to see a competitor first and foremost. And I think that's what sets the tone for everybody else in the building, and for especially offensively. You know, it's hard. It is hard to be successful. And quarterbacks got to do a lot of different things. But, man, they got to love to compete. They got to love to grind, because they're putting in hours when everybody else isn't in the building. So I think when I look at Peyton and what he did a lot of things great, but man, he just hated to lose, and he loved to compete. You know, he just loved to go out there every single day and get better.
What was the biggest difference between Peyton and Eli?
Peyton was a lot more as far as demonstrative with his, you know, and more verbal. You know, when you messed up, he definitely lets you know about a little bit more than Eli. But obviously the thing that they had in common was, like I said, they just, you know, they were competitors, and they were winners, and they put the time and the effort in. So, like you said, I wasn't around Eli as much as I was Peyton, but Peyton was more as far as, you know, verbally outgoing, and he'll, you know, let you know when things – there's no gray area. And I think that's the other thing for offenses and quarterbacks. Make sure there's no gray area there, because all of a sudden you get in the fourth quarter and there's 2 minutes left to go in the game, and you got a fourth down and five, and all of a sudden you don't know where the receiver's going to be on this coverage. And that was the thing for Peyton, that you know, there was never gray area. He always spoke up and said, hey, how about this? What happens if they play this coverage right here? What are we going to do? What happens if we see this? He made sure there was no gray area. That's, you know, the little things. That's what separates good offenses from great offenses.
We're talking with longtime wide receiver Brandon Stokley. Brandon, you played, as we mentioned, with the Ravens in the old AFC Central, now AFC North. When you think about this division, what do you think about?
Toughness. I think about toughness, defense. You know, it just puts a smile on my face. That's where I started my career in Baltimore. Wow. Obviously, I realized Baltimore, Cleveland, and that. You know, hate for Baltimore from Cleveland fans. But it was great. You know, it was great. I loved playing in that division. It was tough guys. It was defenses, hard nose. And that's what comes to mind when I think of the Browns, the Steelers, and the Ravens and Cincinnati, and those teams, is just toughness.
Was that Raven defense, when you guys won the Super Bowl, were they beating you guys up in practice? I mean, were they destroying you?
Oh yeah, yeah. We were bad offensively anyway. So that wasn't saying much. But at the same time, yeah, that defense was so great. They brought an intensity to work every single day, and it was fun. I mean, it was fun competing against them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they just dominated us.
Who do you think is going to win the game this week, there, Brandon? Broncos, Browns should be a close game. Browns haven't only won one road game, but the Broncos 3-3 at home. Broncos coming off a bad loss. Browns coming off a good win. Broncos have been a little better overall. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's going to be a close one. This injury to Emmanuel Sanders' offense has me concerned, but I give a slight edge here, and I'm not a homer at all, so I give a slight edge to the Broncos because they are playing at home. If they were playing in Cleveland, I would pick Cleveland. But at home, Denver plays better at home. They just do, as do most NFL teams. So I give a slight edge. I'm talking about slight edge to the Broncos on Saturday. But it could obviously go either way. The Broncos have been up and down all year long, and they played a bad football game. So I don't know. I don't know if they packed it in or not. We'll see what kind of heart they got left into the season, because they're still playing for a lot. But I think the Broncos won a close one.
Brandon, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!